Kislev. So the Kune Zohar, it says the first 24 days of Kislev correspond to the 24 letters of Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchuso. And the 25th day of Kislev, which is Chanukah, corresponds to the 25 letters of the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. That Pasuk, which of course we all say every day, we're very familiar with that Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, Rashi and Chumash says, is futuristic, it's referring to the future. Hashem Osid Lihios Echod, Shenem, Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Ki Oz Epoch El Amim Sofa Brura Likro Kulam B'Shem Hashem, the Ne'emar Bayoim Hahu Yihi Hashem Echod Shmo Echod. The fact that the Tikkuni Zohar connects the 25th day of Kislev to the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael tells us that Chanukah is connected to the future. As we mentioned already, Chanukah is the Yomtiv in which the Oyer of Mashiach is revealed, the Oyer HaGonus. And as we enter the month of Kislev, we learn Parshas Toldos. Toldos is really a futuristic Parsha because the Brachas in Parshas Toldos, V'yitam v'chaho elikim, mital ha-shamayim u'mishmani ha-oretz, is really going on la'asid lava. Yitzchak is benching Yaakov, that Yaakov should rule over Esav, and Yaakov never really ruled over Esav. And the true ruling over Esav will take place la'asid lava in Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah, we get a ha'ara of that, and Chanukah, we get a taste of that. Toldos is the parasha of bracha. In fact, as it's mentioned, there's no parasha has in it bracha as many times as Toldos. Every aliyah has in it a bracha. This is the parasha of bracha. This is the parasha where Yaakov takes away the bechora from Esav. Bechora is the same letters as bracha. Bracha belongs to Yaakov. The bechora really belongs to Yaakov. But Esav was born first. And the fact that Esav was born first, Yaakov has to go through all the difficulty in buying the Bechorah from Esav and then later taking away the Bracha from Esav. Why couldn't it just simply be that Yaakov should be born first? And the same question really is, why is it necessary that there be any Ra in the world? Just create a perfect world, everything would be great. If Yaakov was born first and he was the Bechor, he wouldn't have had to go and take away the Bechor, the Bracha from Esav, and there wouldn't have been a Vayistom Esav as Yaakov. Anti-Semitism is rooted in this, Kiyodua. But Hashem did not want to create a perfect world. The world is intended to be a flawed world, a world that is imperfect, a world that's as the Baal HaTanya writes, quoting from the Mekubalim, is Rubai Ra. Most of what takes place in this world is Ra. And a Yid is put into this world to reveal good. And it starts here with Yaakov and Esav. The Sar Sholem of Bells, we mentioned him 2 weeks ago. The Sar Sholem of Bells was the first Bells Rebbe. So he writes that the word Yaakov, he says, is equal to Hashem's name 7 times. Yud Ayin Kuf Beis is 182. And that's 26 times 7. Shem Havaya 7 times. Yitzchak is equal to the Shem Havaya 8 times. 26 times 8 is 208, the Gematria Yitzchak. Says the Sar Shalom of Bells in the Panim Yofis, Kamat says the same thing. Panim Yofis was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, that Yitzchak, when he benches Yaakov, and we know he benches him, he gives him 7 brachas here. V'yitam v'chohe elikim, ital ha-shamayim, v'mishmanei ha-oretz, v'roiv dagon v'siro, y'shi'avducha amim. Yitzchak imparts to Yaakov 7 of the Shem Havayis in his name, but he doesn't give him all 8, he gives him only 7. Yitzchak is equal to Hashem's name 8 times, and Yaakov 7. What happens to the 8th Shem Havayah? So he says that's what Esav asked for. Esav says to Yitzchak, when Yitzchak says, I gave everything away to your brother, so Esav says, HaBorocha Achas Hi Lecha Avi Baracheni Gam Oni Avi. Don't you have another bracha for me? Meaning, you gave my brother 7 Shem Havayas of your name, because Yitzchak includes 8. You gave him 7. Yaakov is the gematria 7 times Shem Havaya. So you could give me 1. And that's what Yitzchak gives Esav. Yitzchak gives Esav the last Havaya, the last 26 that's left in his name. That's what he gives to Esav. He goes on to say that Esav is begematria Tomei 7 times with Shem Havaya. Tomei is 50. So 50 times 7 is 350, which would be Shin Nun. And if you add 26, that's 376, that's Esav. So Esav is Tomei except for that Shem Havaya, the spark of Kedusha that is in Esav. And the Svarim elaborate on this, that Esav had Kedusha in him. Yitzchak does give him one of the Shem Havayas. In fact, that's why the head of Esav is buried in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, because in the head of Esav there is Kedusha. Unlike Yishmael, as we mentioned, Yishmael, there is no Kedusha, but in Esav there is. And that's the head of Esav that was buried in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. What's the significance of the eighth Shem Havaya, which Yitzchak transmits to Esav? And really, this is the site of Chanukah. This is not from the Star Shalom of Bells. The Star Shalom of Bells just connects the 7 and the 8, and that Esav was asking for that 8th Shem Havaya, and Yitzchak gives it to him. Atkan. So we'll expound on that and try to connect it to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is approaching. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of 8. Yom Tov Chanukah Tamanya Inun. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the 8 times Shem Havaya. Kinor Shel Yemais HaMashiach is Shmeina Nimin, the Gemara says, that the harp of Yemais HaMashiach will be a harp of 8 strings. Lamanatzeach al Hashminis. The menorah, some say, will have 8 konim when Mashiach will come. Now it has 7 in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, there will be 8 konim, which would answer the question why, when it says B'ha'aloischa es haneiros, it says Elmul penei haminoiro yo'iru shivas haneiros, and all the Mepharshim ask, it should say yo'iru sheishas haneiros, 6 facing the middle. But it's a hinting to us that there's going to be a menorah in the future that'll have 7 facing an eighth. There'll be an eighth corner. So yo'iru shivas haneiros. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of 8 days. No other Yom Tov is 8 days, because even Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov b'fnei atzmai. It's really only one day. The only Yom Tov that's 8, and it's not 8 because of Sveika D'Yomi, but it's 8, pure 8, is Chanukah, because Chanukah is Yemais HaMashiach. The Chiddush of Chanukah is, what's unique and unprecedented, is that, as we mentioned in previous years, but we'll tie it into this concept, is that Chanukah goes where no other Yom Tov goes. The halacha is, you light the menorah on the left side of the doorway, not on the right, unlike most mitzvahs which are performed with the yamin. Here we do it on the tzad smoil. The tzad smoil, samach mem, that's the tzad of the Eitzahara, the tzad of Esav, the left wingers, the left, the liberals, the left. That's tzad smoil. The mitzvah also is to light the menorah below 10 tvachim. And the Gemara says in Sukkah, may oilam layar, the shechina lamata me asar, but the shechina never went below 10 tvachim. That's a place where there's no Shechina Kaviyachal, below 10 Tvachim. We light the menorah al Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz, facing the outside, unlike most mitzvahs that we do indoors. There's no inyan to go to the outside. The outside is the Rishus Harabim, that's where all the Koiches HaTumah are. Yet over here, we illuminate the outside. We light the menorah by the doorway, facing the outside. Even the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was Bifnim, it wasn't Bachutz. And it was on the right side, it was on the south, which is the right side. And it was lit higher than 10 tefachim. So even though the menorah that we light on Chanukah is to commemorate the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's totally different. Also, the mitzvah is to light the menorah b'shetishka hachama, when the sun has set, when it's nighttime. Nighttime is the time when the koiches hatumah are out. We light the menorah in the second half of the month. The only yom tov to begin in the second half of the month, the pashtus, is Chanukah, which starts on the 25th. All other Yom Tovim begin in the first or middle of the month, first half of the month or the middle. Second half is under the Shlita of Esav. Chanukah goes into the boundary of Esav. And it goes into the boundary of Esav to to draw out of Esav the sparks of Kedusha that exist in Esav. Where does Esav have in him sparks of Kedusha? That's the eighth Shem Havaya that Yitzchak gave to Esav. Yaakov has seven, Yitzchak has eight. But Yitzchak and Esav has the eighth. Esav should not have it at all. And Yaakov has to draw that eighth Shem Havaya out of Esav. As we said before, Yitzchak is Begematria eight times the Shem Havaya. Seven he gave to Yaakov, which Yaakov is Begematria seven times Shem Havaya. And the eighth Havaya, which is the Olam Hashmini, somehow falls into the trap of Esav. And it's the Avodah of Yaakov, really that's the Avodah of Yidden in every generation, is to go out into the world and collect the sparks of Kedusha. That's the Avodah of Birurei HaNitzutzos, that are elaborated in all the Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, which is going to bring us Mashiach. As the Gemara says in Psachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu scattered and dispersed all of Klal Yisrael throughout the entire world. Today we see literally that there are Jews in every part of the world. In order to bring Geirim, which Geirim, the Svarim say, refers to the Nitzutze Kedusha that fell, that are in captivity in the world of Esav. And Yaakov has to go into the world of Esav. In this parasha, Yaakov enters, Yaakov puts on Esav's clothes. Yaakov, whose emes, has to use sheker. He has to say, Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha. He has to do something which is totally the opposite of his character. Titein emes liYaakov. Yaakov is emes, and Rivka says, for this you're going to have to deal with sheker. You're going to have to go into the Olam HaSheker, and in the Olam HaSheker you have to deal with sheker, but with an emes. The difference between Yaakov and Esav is that Yaakov is searching for the emes, and sometimes you have to use sheker to find emes. Esav uses emes to find sheker. Esav makes believe that he's connected to the Olam HaEmes. He asks Shilas. He's Yodeyat Sayyid, as Rashi says. He asks his father if you have to give Meiser on straw or Melach. So he fools Kaviyachal. If he's fooling Yitzchak into thinking that he's Emes, but really he's Sheker. Esav Miloshen Shov, Shov or Sheker. But Yaakov is Emes, and Yaakov has to go into the world of Sheker in order to take away from Esav this eighth shame havaya. Now, if we take a look, what is the bracha that Yitzchak actually gives Esav? It's a plea. The bracha that he actually gives Esav is so much related to Chanukah, because the bracha is Mishmane ha'aretz yihye moishavecha. Your dwelling should be from the fat of the land. Now, of course, the question is, what fat of the land? The fat of the land was given to Yaakov. So what's left? Yitzchak himself says to Esav, I have nothing left to give you. So Rashi says, what portion of land are we talking about? Says Rashi, Zu Italia shel Yavon. This is Italy, that is a portion of Yavon, Greece, hinting to the Yavonim, Chachmas Yavonis. The Chayshach Zu Yavon. This is the Yavon, even though it's not exactly the same Yavon. Historically, the Syrian Greeks, those are the ones that's Antiochus, and that's where Chanukah comes from. But Yavon is Yavon. Zu Italia Shel Yavon. The bracha that Yitzchak gives Esav is Italia Shel Yavon. This is the Kfira and the Apikursus and the philosophy of Chachmas Yavonis, the Chayshach Zu Yavon, who Timu Kol Hashmanim, who entered the Beis HaMikdash and contaminated the Beis HaMikdash, which as a result of what the Yevonim did, we have Chanukah. Chanukah is the Or, the light, that sprout forth from the darkness of Yavon. So in contrast to countering, in other words, Mishmani Ha'aretz Yeh Moshevecha, which is Italia Shel Yavon, which is Choshech, we have the Or of Chanukah, the Or Hashmini, the Or of Yemais HaMashiach, which is connected to the number 8. And that's why this is the 8th Havaya. Yitzchak gives Esav the 8th Havaya, and the goal is that Yaakov takes it away from Esav. The goal is that Yaakov has to go, and Yaakov has to remove the sparks from Esav. Among those sparks are Rabbi Akiva, Shmaya v'Avtalion, Rabbi Meir, all of them are descendants of Esav. Kiyodua, Rabbi Meir is a descendant of Esav. Shmaya v'Avtalion is a descendant of Esav. Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, all who were the foundation of Torah Shabbal Peh. The foundation of Torah Shabbal Peh, as we mentioned last week, is rooted in Esav, in the head of Esav. When was the head of Esav buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah? So the head of Esav was buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah on Chanukah. Where do we know that from? We know that from the B'nai Yisrascha. The B'nai Yisrascha tells us that Yaakov was Nifter on Sukkot and he was buried on Chanukah. And in this week's parasha, the parasha that we always read as we enter the month of Kislev, Rivka says, this is what we know this, that Yaakov and Esav were both buried the same day. Rivka says to Yaakov, Lama eshkal gam shneichem yom echad. Why should I lose both of you in one day? Says Rashi from the Gemara in Soita. Ruach HaKodesh nizrakaba v'nisnaba'a shebiyom echad yomusu. She prophesies that they're going to die in one day. Not really die, they're going to be buried the same day. So B'nai Yisrascha tells us that Yaakov was buried on Chanukah. If Yaakov was buried on Chanukah, that means the head of Esav rolled into the Ma'aras HaMachpelah on Chanukah. He was killed by Chushim ben Dan. Chushim has in it the letters Ches Shin Mem, Chodesh Shabbos Mila. Chodesh Shabbos Mila, those were the mitzvahs that the Yevonim fought to take away from Klal Yisrael, and they were reinstated, they were restored with the Nes of Chanukah. We were Zeichet to Chodesh. That's why there's always a Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Teves. There's always a Shabbos on Chanukah. This year there'll be two. And it's 8 days corresponding to the Shemoni Yemei Mila. And it's the month of Teves. Chanukah goes into Teves, which Teves is the month of Esav. Teves is the month of Esav, but at the same time, Teves is the month of Dan. Chushim ben Dan kills Esav. Dan, from the lowest of the Jews, even the lowest Jew, has the ability to remove the head of Esav, to remove the sparks of Kedusha that are in Esav, from the 8th Shem Havaya of Yitzchak that was given to Esav, which has to be removed. And the Asid Lavoi, the Olam Oshiyim, the Hartziyah, and Lishbait Esar Esav, Hoysal Hashem HaMelucha, the entire Shem Havaya Hashminis will be in the power of, under the domain of Yaakov. Now, although Yaakov is equal to 7 times the Shem Havaya, we know that Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael. Yisrael, which is Isis Li Roish, Yisrael is Begematria Yitzchak together with Ner Chanukah. Yitzchak is 8 times the Shem Havaya, that's 208, Ner Chanukah is 333, 208 and 333 is 541, that's Yisrael. Yisrael is the combination of Yitzchak, which is eight times the Shem Havaya, and Ner Chanukah, because Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael. Yisrael is the way it'll be in the future. Yaakov is a Jew in Golus, and Golus, it's only 7 times the Shem Havaya. We're missing the 8th. With Yisrael, we have the entire 8, which is the power of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah takes us into Yemais HaMashiach. Ner Chanukah is the Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel, mentioned at the beginning of Chumash, which is the Or HaGonaz. The light that was set aside for the future, as Rashi says, Gonzoi L'Tzadikim Le'osid Lavoi. It was hidden for the Tzadikim in the future. The future doesn't have to be all the way in the future, but in the future, later on in history, in the time at the time of Chanukah, the Or HaGonaz was revealed. Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel is Begematria 8 times Chanukah. Chanukah Ches Nun Vav Chav Hei, which is equal to 89. 89 times 8 is 712. That's Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel. That's Tishbi. Tishbi is 712. Tishbi is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi comes with Mashiach. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Olam Hashmini. That's Pinchas. Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. The Pella is that Pinchas is equal to 8 times Hashem's name, 8 times the Shem Havaya, like Yitzchak. And that's why it could be Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chafala from Advez, when the Gemara discusses why we light the Menorah 8, Maisifin or Poichasin, according to Beis Shammai, Poichasin Vahelchen, Keneged, Porei Hachag. So Rashi says, Ho'amurim b'parshas Pinchas. Rashi says Pinchas. The remez, Pinchas has to do with Chanukah, because Pinchas, besides that he was a Kohen, like the Chashmenoim or Kohanim, Pinchas is equal to 8 times the Shem Havaya, which is Eliyahu HaNavi. Pinchas ze Eliyahu. Eliyahu is Malach HaBris. Malach HaBris, he's the Malach that goes to every Bris Mila. And on Chanukah state that the Yevonim wanted to obliterate, they wanted to remove, they wanted to take away from Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Bris, which is the Ois, Oisi Beini Uveinechem, like Shabbos. Shabbos is the Ois, Bris is the Ois,
Reish Chodesh is the ice. HaChodesh Azel Lachem. Chodesh was only given to us. These were the ice that Hashem Himself gave us. Like we say in the davening, we'll say it tomorrow. Reish Chodeshim La'amcha Nosata. Zman Kapor L'chol Toil Doisam. It's all of these, Chodesh Shabbos Mila, that the Yevon wanted to take away from Klal Yisrael. These are the mitzvahs that connect us to Shmini. Particularly Bris Mila. Bris Mila connects us to the Olam HaShmini, and that's why it's in the eighth day. The Yevonim wanted to take that away from us, and as a result, we were given Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of 8 days, connecting us to Shmini, even Bizman Hazeh. That even in Olam Hazeh, even Bizman HaGolus, even in the time of Choshech, a Yid could be on the left side, he could be below 10, he could be on the outside, but he's illuminated with the Ner Chanukah. In this parasha, we find that Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is Chanukah, because Yitzchak is the complete, Yitzchak lives 180 years. Yitzchak lives the full life. Yitzchak is 8 times the Shem Havayah. Yitzchak, as we said last week, was in Gan Eden for 3 years. So Yitzchak is a Gan Eden person. Yitzchak is not from this world. Yitzchak is the Ur HaGonaz. Yitzchak never does a chet. Yitzchak never leaves Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak can't marry a shivcha, as it says in the parasha here. So Yitzchak is Yemais HaMashiach. Yitzchak digs 3 wells, which all the Mefarshim discuss. What's the significance of these 3 wells? What difference does it make? And the Torah tells us the names of these 3 wells. So the Torah says he dug 1 well, which he called Asek, which means contention. 1 well that he dug, he called Sitna, which means hatred. 1 well he dug, which he called Rechoivos, expansion, relief. Rechoivos, relief. And this well, no one argued with him about. The other 2 wells, it says, they argued with him. So the Ramban says that these Be'eros, the famous Ramban, are referring to the 3 Batei Mikdashos. Well number 1 is the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. That was called Asek. Well number 2 is Sitna, was destroyed because of Sitna, because of Sinas Chinam. And well number 3 is Rechoivos, that's Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. That's Rechoivos. They don't argue about it. No one's going to argue about it. That'll be recognized globally that it belongs to Klal Yisrael, and that's the Beis HaMikdash HaNitzchi. However, the Balaturim tells us a little different. The Balaturim says that the Be'er that was called Asek is connected Golus Bavel. And he says why. And then he says the second Be'er, which was called Sitna, is connected Golus Parasu Madai. Kosvu Sitna al HaYehudim, the Navi uses the word Sitna, when they slandered the Jews, when they started building the second Beis HaMikdash, it says they wrote a hate letter, a letter of hate to Koyresh. So Sitna is Malchus Paras. And Rechoivos is Yavon. Says the Balaturim, the Yavonim, he says a big chiddush, he brings it down, they say from a medrash called Maasei Chanukah, no one knows exactly where it is, but this medrash says that the Yevonim were trying to be Mevatel Klal Yisrael from Periyah V'Ribyah. Till now we learned about Chodesh Mila Shabbos, now we know that there's Periyah V'Ribyah. They didn't want them to continue to multiply. And they tried to prevent them, to prevent the wives from going to the mikveh. They prohibited the Jewish wives from going to the mikveh, thus being Mevatel Periyah V'Ribyah from Klal Yisrael. So Hashem made a nes, so says the Balaturim, in this week's parasha, he brings it down from this medrash, that in every home there was a mikveh. What that means exactly, I don't know. But the same way that Hashem could make oil last for 8 days, somehow there were springs of water that erupted in everyone's basement or wherever it is, and they had mikvahs. So they were not in this battle from Piri of Ribya, they continued to have children. And that's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Piri of Ribya. Chanukah is the end of Hoysofa, every day another light. Addition, Hoylada is addition. The parasha that we read, the parasha is called Toldos. The parasha that we read as we enter the month of Kislev is Toldos, which means children. Hoysofa, Ribui, Bracha. Every child brings Bracha and Hoysofa to the world. Every night we add a candle. They can't stop us. Pare also tried to reduce the population, decrease the population. And that's what the Yevonim tried to do. But how does that go with the Ramban that Rechoivos is the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi? It's not a stira at all, because Chanukah is Yemais HaMashiach. So Chanukah is the Ha'ara of the Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah is Rechoivos, Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is Rechoivos. We know that Chanukah is an extension of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah we say min ameitza karasi ka anoni bamerchav. Rosh Hashanah is harchava, relief. Yom Kippur is the gemar hachsima, is the chasima. Chanukah is the gemar hachasima. What is Yom Kippur known as? The day of the mikveh. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Maha mikveh, we end off Mishnah is Yuma. Maha mikveh metaheres hatmeim. Maha kodesh baruch metaheres Yisrael. Lefnei miyateh metaharim. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitaher klal Yisrael. Yom Kippur is the 40th day, like a mikveh has to have 40 sa'ah. And according to this Baal HaTurim, so is Chanukah. Chanukah is a day associated with mikveh. Rechayvais, miraculously, everyone had a mikveh in their home. And the gzeira of the Yevonim was batal. Ki ata hirchiv Hashem lanu parinu ba'aretz. Piriya v'ribya. There's Piriya v'ribya begashmias, and vice versa, this was begashmias, and there's Piriya v'ribya beruchnias. Peru revu is the first mitzvah ever given to the entire world. Peru revu, first mitzvah. The last mitzvah is the mitzvah of Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is the last mitzvah. Mitzvah number 620. Here you see the connection between the first and the last. Peru revu is begamatria Chanukah mismoil. But there's also Peru revu beruchnias. Peru revu beruchnias means affecting other Jews, creating Jews, bringing Jews into the fold. A Yid who was on the left side, who was outside, who was affected by the Choshech of Esav and is brought back into the fold, is reborn. He's experienced this. That's Piriya v'Ribya Beruchnias. Chanukah ki yadu as the Yomtif, which affects the lowest neshamas, even the neshamas that normally all year don't have an aliyah, they have an aliyah on Chanukah. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, the beginning of the sugya of Chanukah. Neirais ushmanim upsilois. Shmanim upsilois. She'ein madlikan behen b'Shabbos, madlikan behen b'Chanukah. Literally, that means that there are certain wicks and oils that we're not allowed to use on Shabbos, because we're worried Shemayata, but they may be used on Chanukah. Says the Ma'arei Nayim and other chassidish svarim, that neshamais are compared to wicks and oil. Ner Hashem nishmas adam. Nefesh is Rosh HaTevis, ner psila shemem. So he says, all the neshamais that ain't madlikin behen b'Shabbos, that they are not ignited on Shabbos. That even Shabbos doesn't affect them. Chanukah they are ignited. Madlikin behen b'Chanukah. Because Chanukah is more powerful than Shabbos. Chanukah is the Olam Hashmini. And in the Olam Hashmini, which is Yemais HaMashiach, every Yid will have a tikkun. The Bilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach. So on Chanukah, there's a tikkun for even the neshamas that don't have a tikkun on Shabbos. And Chanukah has the ability to reproduce new, to bring new Yidin, to bring Yidin back into the fold. It's Peru Revu Beruchnias. Rechoivos, expansion, relief. And no other Yom Tov goes where Chanukah goes. Every other, no, even Purim. Purim, as great as Purim is on the 14th and the 15th of the month. Purim is the Yom Tov of the Yamin, Mordechai Ish Yamini. We read the Megillah in the shul. There's no mitzvah to read it on the outside or on the left side or below 10 Tfachim or only at night. Here the mitzvah is only to light the menorah at night. Mishatishka Hachama. Second half of the month, which is the half that is associated with the Koiches HaTumah. Chanukah, because Chanukah is rooted in the Oir HaGonus, which the Oir HaGonus is the highest light. As we know, the higher something is, the lower it's able to go. Kol HaGavoya, Gavoya B'Yoyser, Yoyreid L'mata, Mata B'Yoyser. So the fact that the Oir HaGonus, which is revealed on Chanukah, which is the eighth Shem Havaya hinted in the word Yitzchak, which is what he gave to Esav, it's able to go down to the lowest Mekoymos. And that's why it was given to Esav. It was originally given to Esav, and Esav took it into the Tzad Smoil. And he took that oil into the Bachutz. And he took it Lamata Miyud. And those sparks of Kedusha that exist in these Mekoymos, on Chanukah, were able to draw them out. The Pasuk says, Chayil Bola Vayikienu. It's one of the Pesukim you're supposed to have in mind in the Bracha of Mekabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael, which has in it the letters Ches Beis Vav, which is one of the shemes of the Shem Ayin Beis. Chayeni Berachamim Ve'echye, or Choneinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'soy Rosecho. It's Ches Beis Vav, that's the Shem we're supposed to be Mechaven, when we are saying the Brach of Tekab B'shoy Fagod L'chei Ruseinu, which is for Tikkun for Pagam HaBris, and so forth. Chayil Bola V'aykienu means that when the Koiches Hara swallow the sparks of Kedusha, they spit them out. Meaning, That's the concept of removing the sparks of Kedusha that were taken into captivity by the Koiches HaTumah. Chanukah has the power. Chayil Bolavai Kiyanu is Begematria Ner Chanukah. Rechoivoy, says the Pasuk. Ki ata hirchiv Hashem lonu parinu ba'oretz. Hirchiv Hashem lonu is Begematria Makabitz Nitchei Amo Yisrael. Chanukah is the yontif of Kibbutz Goliyos. It has the ability to take nitzutzais that are normally unaffected, nitzutzais that would never be able to be brought back, and it brings them back. We see today that there are Jews that on Chanukah somehow they receive an aliyah. Ba'aloyscha es haneiros. Aaron lit the menorah. He lit up, he elevated. Ba'aloyscha es haneiros. El mul panei ha-menorah. Hail on neiros seha. There's an aliyah to all the neiros, to all of Klal Yisrael. You do it as a ma'aseh with the Chiddush HaRim. But there was a Yid living in Poland who was a masur. He was a masur. A masur is one of the din of a masur, a person who slanders others to the government, is chayiv misa. You're not going to have to save him if he's dying. If you see him in a pit, you could leave him there. He's from the lowest of the lowest. My reading v'lay mailin. And there was a masur in the town where the Chiddush HaRim lived, and he was really aggravating the Jews there. So they went to the Chiddush HaRim, and they asked the Chiddush HaRim to be mispal that he should die. That's what they asked him. So the Chiddush HaRim looked at the name, he said, "Look, give me his name." He looked at it, and he said, "I can't." So they left. A few weeks later, they came again, because it just was getting terrible. So he looked at it, he said, "Okay, fine, don't worry." And then a day or two later, he drops dead. So they went back to the Chiddush HaRim, they asked the Chiddush HaRim, "How come the first time that we brought his name to you, you said you can't do anything?" So he said, "The reason I said that is because it was 2 days after Chanukah. And this Yid, even though he was a Masur, but he lit Chanukah candles. Because he lit Chanukah candles, his neshama was illuminated. Ad kedei kach, even a Masur was elevated on Chanukah." So the Chiddush HaRim said, "I couldn't do anything. You came a few weeks later, it rubbed off. He wasn't so much under the effect of Chanukah. I was able to do what you want." So we're not talking about Moistrim though, we're talking about all Yidden, even Yidden who are unaffiliated, Yidden in far-flung reaches in different parts of the world, that come out, they don't even know that they're Jewish. On Chanukah, the Nitzitz HaYahadus, the Yechidus HaBenefesh, is ignited in every single Yid. Chanukah is the Hemshech of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we know, we daven five tefillahs, connected the five Chelkei HaNeshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida is Begematria, Lamed Vav Neiros, Chanukah. The Lamed Vav Neiros, Chanukah, have the power to awaken every Chelek of the Neshama, all the five Chalakim, especially Yechida, which is the Chelek of Mashiach. If Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, and Mashiach is the Yechida, HaKlolus, when the Mashiach is the one who's going to reveal the fifth level on every one of us, then on Chanukah, everyone's Yechida is revealed. That's why you see even the unaffiliated Jews lighting, even if it's an electric menorah. But they light the menorah. There's something about Chanukah, especially today, all over menorahs, all over public menorahs being lit in every part of the world, because we're so close to Yemais HaMashiach that the aura of Chanukah, the aura of Mashiach, is felt more on Chanukah now than it ever was. The darker it gets, and with every passing year, we fall lower into Lamata Me'asar Tvachim and onto the left side, and Bachutz, the brighter the Chanukah. Parshas Toldos is the parsha that takes us into the Yomtiv of Chanukah, where Yaakov has to go into the world of Esav. V'rav Yavod So'ir, that's how it was supposed to be. It's supposed to be that the older one is submits himself to the younger one. Esav is supposed to serve Yaakov. V'rav Ya'avod So'ir. Here we see that quality is greater than quantity. It's the quality, not the quantity. The whole Chanukah was that. Chanukah was one little jug of oil lasts 8 days. A little band of 13 Maccabees, 13 Chashmenoim defeats the huge Greek army. Size, numbers don't matter. It's not the quantity, but the quality. V'rav Ya'avod So'ir is Begematria V'tzivonu L'Hadlik Ner Chanukah. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is V'rav Ya'avod So'ir. At the end of the parasha, Yaakov is sent on a shlichus. Rivka, who gets the credit for all of this, Rivka is the one who has the Bina Yisera. Chanukah is Yadua is rooted in Bina. Another shmuz. Rivka, who has Bina, you say, or she's the one who sees that Esav doesn't deserve the bracha, is Yaakov must receive the bracha. She's the one who instructs Yaakov to go into Esav's world, put on Esav's clothes, even act like Esav, talk like Esav, say you're Esav, and remove the sparks of Kedusha that are in Esav. It's Rivka is the one who tells him to do that. And then later, Yitzchak is maskim, and Yitzchak says to Yaakov, you have to go out. He says, you have to leave here, kum leich padena aram. You have to go out. That's bachutz. You have to go to the left side. That's to the north of Eretz Yisrael. The north of Eretz Yisrael, that's the left. Tzafon is the smol. Dorom is the yamin. Tzafon is the smol. V'keil shaka yivarecha yischa v'yafrecha v'yarbecha. Pru revu. Here we have pru revu at the end of the parasha. V'keil shaka yivarecha yischa v'yafrecha v'yarbecha v'hayisul l'kahal amim. Which Chanukah, as we said before, is the yomtif of pru revu. Keneged Rechayva is Keneged the Yevonim who wanted to be Mevatel the mitzvah of Peru Revu. V'yitam lecha is Birkas Avraham. So Yitzchak sends Yaakov outside. He has to go out and he has to light a Chanukah candle, which we'll see in next week's parasha. V'yetzei Yaakov. Yaakov goes out. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that goes out into the world to bring back the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the trap of Esav. So this parasha certainly has many, many Chanukah messages. It's known. There's a minhag which many observe, is that we say, V'yitan l'cha ha'elekim an maitzoye Shabbos. And also Durim, everyone, Ashkenaz, Sfar, everyone says, V'yitan l'cha, the brachas that were given to Yaakov, that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, these brachas which were intended for Yemais HaMashiach, these brachas every year it says, maitzoye Shabbos. Why dafka maitzoye Shabbos? Because maitzoye Shabbos is the bechina of Shmini. We go from Shabbos to Shmini. Every Maitzer Shabbos, there's always this hope that we're going to be Zeichet to the Olam HaShmini. Every Maitzer Shabbos. That's why Malava Malka is Sudas to the David Malka Mashiach. All the Nagunim are about Eliyahu, Anavi, and Mashiach. The whole Malava Malka is about Mashiach. It's about the Olam HaShmini. So V'yitam L'chah Elekim is associated with La'asid Lavoi. V'yitam L'chah Elekim is associated with Yemais HaMashiach, with the Olam HaShmini. And that's Chanukah. The Yitain Lecha starts with a Vav, V'yitain, Yitain V'yachzer V'yitain, it's Hoysofa, it's just a continuation, more and more, Vav, the letter Vav, the sixth letter of the Aleph Beis, which is Vav, and means never-ending, and, Hoysofa, continuous bracha, continuous giving. Toldos is the sixth parasha of Sefer Bereishis, the sixth parasha of Chumash, and if a Toldos is the parasha of bracha, which bracha is associated with Shishi, with Yisoid, with that's Yosef HaTzadik. And bracha, the word bracha, if you multiply, the base, it's Yadua that in Zohar it's called ribua, this is like a square root. Beis Reish Chof, Beis, and then Beis Reish, then Beis Reish Chof, and then Beis Reish Chof Hei is equal to Ner Chanukah, because Chanukah is bracha, Chanukah is Hoysofa, Maisifin, we pass on like Beis Hillel, Mailun Bakhaidish Vilay Mayridin, Hoysofa, addition. A yid is always adding, never stop. As long as we're living, every day we have to add, we have to become better, and we are zeichet to bracha in that, because of that. So every Maitzah Shabbos, there's always this anticipation that perhaps now we're going to enter the Olam HaShemini. This Shabbos, which is the first Shabbos in Kislev, the month in which was zeichet to the revelation of the Or HaGonos, which the Or HaGonos is the Or of Yemais HaMashiach, the Or of Chanukah. We have all the brachas in this parasha. All the brachas that were given to Yaakov, that were passed on to his children, Ad Hayoim Hazeh, in order to be able to do this Avoida of Chanukah, to be able to go into the world of Esav, which Yitzchak saw Beruach Kodshai, Yaakov saw Beruach Kodshai, Rivka saw Beruach Kodshai, that Klal Yisrael are going to live among Goyim, and we're going to be in the world of Esav, and we're going to have to deal with the left side and the outside and below 10 Tfachim. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah gives us the koiches to be able to do this. Chanukah wasn't necessary in the early generations when Klal Yisrael didn't have to enter the world of Esav. But as times changed, and especially before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, before the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Klal Yisrael are going to be scattered and dispersed to all parts of the globe, as we see literally today, it was necessary that we be given the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where we were boosted, we were given a boost of La'asad Lavoi, to be able to deal with the challenges, with the world of Esav that we have to enter. And this is all rooted in this parasha. Rivka had the chayla. Rivka, that's why we find by Chanukah there's a special emphasis right away in the first halacha of Hilchas Chanukah. It talks about Noshim not doing malacha when the neiros are light. When the neiros are lit, it says Noshim don't do malacha k'shah neiros dolkos. Af hein hoya ba'isa hanes. The nes happened in the time of Chanukah through a woman Yehudis who chopped off one of the general's heads. Kiyadua, and she fed him cheese, and that's why we eat melech t'ksan on Chanukah and so on. So on Chanukah there's an emphasis for Noshim, and perhaps the reason is because the whole idea of Chanukah, which begins in this parasha where Yaakov goes into the world of Esav, is through Rivka. Rivka is the one who was given the Yitzchak was ready to give Esav all the brachas, all eight, seven, and then maybe even the eighth. It would have been all eight. Rivka's keen ability to differentiate, she knew the difference between Yaakov and Esav. And it's because of her she gets the credit for making sure that Yaakov receives the brachas and not Esav. So there's a special emphasis on Chanukah, right away in the first halacha, for Noshim. There's also, it's interesting that the first halacha, the first simon in Hilchas Chanukah is Tof Reish Ayin, which is 670. Tof Reish Ayin. Tof Reish Ayin is the gematria of a Tzivon Olahavik Ner Chanukah. But it's also interesting that in this parasha, the Torah uses the word Esev. Ayetar Yitzchak LaHashem. Yitzchak davens to Hashem l'noichach ishtoi ki akora hi. The Torah uses the word Vayetar, which the root of it is Atar, which is Ayin Tof Reish. That's Tof Reish Ayin, the first simon of Hilchas Chanukah. Why is davening referred to here as Atar? Says the Medrash, because an Eter is a pitchfork, which turns hay around. And Tefillah has the power to turn around Midas Hadin to Midas Harachim. And that's Chanukah. That's what Yitzchak does here. And Rivka becomes pregnant. Chanukah, as you do, is a Yom Tov for Akoros, to be Pekidas Akoros. Is that Chanukah is a Zman Mesugal for women who are having difficulty becoming pregnant. Chanukah is a Zman Mesugal for them to be Mespalad, they could be Zoicha to children. Pekidas Akoros, Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem. So the first halacha, the first simon in Shulchan Aruch is Tof Reish Ayin, which is the root of Eser, Ayin Tof Reish. Then on Chanukah was Zoicha to the, that the Midas Hadin is turned into Midas Harachim, eight times the Shem Havaya. And all of us can experience tremendous aliyah, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what part of the world, what side, how down, how outside we are. On Chanukah, we all can experience a great aliyah and be zeicher to the Nitzutzei Kedusha, the sparks of Kedusha being returned to where they belong. Baruch atah mekabetz nitchei amo Yisrael, and takabu should be zeicher to a very, very special Chanukah this year, Chanukah of Tov Shin Ayin. L'cho asisa teshua gedoyla ufurkan kehayayim hazeh. Teshua has in it the words Tov Shin Ayin. We should be zeicher takah that this Chanukah Tov Shin Ayin should bring with it the great Yeshua, that not only should we experience a ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach, but the actual Yemais HaMashiach, and we should all together enter into the Olam Hashmini and be zeicher to all the eight, the all the eight bechinois of the Shem Havaya hinted in Yitzchak's name.